Masechet Kelim Perek Yod Mishnah He. Mishnah says Havit Shirit Kalpa VeHazifet Shela Omedet, a earthenware barrel that was peeled away, but there's resin, a resin coating on the inside of it, still intact. The place where the earthenware peeled away looks like an opening of a barrel, but it's still sealed shut by coating that's resin that's still intact all around the inside of the barrel. The seal does not extend over the rim of the opening, though. V'chein kevotim shel murias shigefatan imasafa. Likewise, another case, a case of fish brine, jugs of fish brine that were sealed with gypsum at the rim on the inside. The jugs have a flared top, so it's easier to seal them on the inside of that rim. And then this gypsum is a type of mineral that was sealed around the inside of the rim, and it formed like a cork on the bottle. Rabbi Yehuda omer ena matzilim, says Rabbi Yehuda, in both of these cases, they do not shield against tum'ah. The seal does not go over the rim of the opening. When it comes to a utensil to shield from tum'ah, the Torah says that it has to have a cover sealed on it. So Rabbi Yehuda learns this literally, that the seal has to go over the opening of the utensil. In both of our cases, the seal does not go over, but rather under. So Rabbi Yehuda says that these containers do not shield from tum'ah. V'hachamim omri matzilin. Hachamim say they do shield from tum'ah. In their opinion, the Torah requires only that the opening be sealed. The seal does not have to go over the opening.